Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3218BN. Today's date is November 22nd, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Running Out of Options. How do you safeguard U.S. elections? It had to be this way. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordability allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper's Peak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code Black Friday for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out, or just click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now running out of options. Remember, they've tried to stop Trump from the very, very beginning. They came after him when he won the election in 2016. That all completely and utterly failed. Then they continued on by going after him, and they cheated in the election. But Trump, he actually set them up, and now he has the evidence that they work with foreign governments and they cheat in the election. And then when he decided to run for the presidential election, the deep state players went, holy crap, okay, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to get rid of him way before the elections. And the only way to do this is to actually make it look like he's a criminal. Let's do it. Let's create some cases. We'll just make them up if we have to. Well, actually, that's what they're going to have to do. They're just going to make them up. And we will go after him, and we'll just indict. And when the people see this, they're going to go, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Now he has one indictment, two indictments. He's a criminal. Okay, we're not going to vote for him. He shouldn't be president. This entire plan that the deep state put together completely backfired. Did the people move away from him? Did they decide, oh, you know something, I'm not going to vote for him? No, actually, the opposite happened. So that didn't work whatsoever. But what did the people see? The people saw the resident going after a political opponent. It's almost like it was planned that way. And the people went, holy crap, look at this. This is election interference. He's trying to interfere in the election by going after Trump right now, using local prosecutors to go after Trump. Now, when the deep state realized that this plan wasn't going to work, and they realized it was backfiring, and they realized that, holy crap, now Trump is going to try to speak out, they tried to gag him, and they tried to force him into breaking the gag ruling so they could throw him into prison. But then they realized, if we throw him to prison, well, he's going to get more and more people because the people are on his side. They see him as a victim, which he is. Because Biden, with all the evidence that's pointing to him, he's going after Trump. And this is what people are seeing. Remember, this is the show that you're watching play out right now. Because remember, the American people, they're just watching this. They believe this is just another election. They believe that the elections are from going back in time, they were on the up and up, and this is the way it's always been. So you just can't spring it on people, say, hey, by the way, this is a show, and yes, we need to wake you up. We need to wake you up because we need to take the country back. If we can't take the country back, the country's then doomed because they have a 16-year plan that they have implemented, and if we don't do anything, they're going to bring us to war. We're going to lose the war, and the Constitution's going to be destroyed, and then the country will be destroyed. Trump just couldn't come out and say that. He needed to show the people how all of this is going to play out. That's what this is all about. He needed to put the resident in place. He needed to have the pause because there was no way that he could explain it to everyone. There was no way he could tell you, look at the borders. Look what's happening. Look at the crime. look at the economy. He couldn't tell you, which he did tell you, but no one was really believing it. He needed to actually show everyone, because this is the way the country would actually respond to everything that's happening. It's the only way to wake the people up. And now, since everything they tried hasn't worked, what did they try to do? They tried to remove him from the ballot. This is why they hit him on Twitter. They didn't want people to see his tweets, because those show that he told everyone to go home peacefully and go peacefully to the Capitol. Of course, they didn't want people to see that. They hid the January 6th tapes because they didn't want anyone to see that, because then you would learn the truth. And they tried to use all of this to get him off the ballots. But all of this has failed. Now, think about what's happening right now. The people, all they're seeing is election interference. All the people are seeing is, wow, look at this. All they're doing is interfering in the election. They could have done this a long time ago, but they only did it because he started to run for president. And now they're just interfering every single step of the way. And now they have pretty much nothing left. I mean, they're running out of options. And now Trump is out there saying, okay, you have nothing left. You couldn't throw me off the ballot. The courts have already ruled. And now I'm going to be running against Biden. And the polls, which Trump continually puts out there, and you can see NBC, CBS, all the news agencies, they're out there saying, holy crap, Trump's in the lead. Holy crap, look at this. He's going to beat Biden. Now, why do you think this narrative is being pushed right now? Why do you think Trump is out there saying, oh, looks like we're going to go head to head with Biden and I'm winning right now? You think Trump is trying to force him out? You think he's trying to tell the D party, if you don't do something, yes, I'm going to win no matter what? I do believe he's actually doing this. Why? I do believe he wants the change of batter. How do you make your enemy do what you want them to do? Well, you actually create a narrative. You make them afraid. And since they're afraid of losing, they will do something else. Basically, Trump is going to force the D's to take Biden out. This is why Trump went ahead and got a physical one. Because remember, they put out articles. Oh, look at his age. Oh, he's not going to be able to be president. You know, same thing with Biden. They're trying to make the comparison. So Trump is going to be using this, which he is using it. He's going to use it against Biden because Trump is physically fit. He has his mental abilities, they're intact. And now, since he got the letter from the doctor, everyone's going to be calling on Biden to do the same thing. Because if Trump did it, then Biden must do it. And I do believe Trump is trapping Biden in all of this. Because I do believe, with everything that we're seeing, everything that's going on, the evidence is already built against Biden. And yes, Trump will take care of him later. He already told us he's going to get a special prosecutor to go after him because he knows he already got this evidence. It's going to be a slam dunk case. It's going to be very, very easy. So he already knows that this is taken care of. He wants the other individual to enter into the spotlight. And I do believe he's already pushing to get that individual into the spotlight. And it looks like the D's have given the talk show hosts an all clear signal to say, okay, start attacking Joe Biden, start attacking his age. And I do believe this is all in process right now. And we could see Jimmy Kimmel, he's attacking Joe Biden. It was Joe Biden's birthday. And I do believe they gave them the all clear to do this. And I do believe in the end, hey, before I forget, X22 is launching the second official X22 merch drop this Black Friday called We the People. This launch consists of all new items. Everything is going to be limited quantity. These are all new designs that you've never seen before, and they're going to blow your mind. Head over to x22store.com. That's x22store.com. Or visit x22report.com and click on the banner. Or just go to the description down below and click on X22 Store. It'll bring you right over to the store. Just enter your email. You'll get a 15% discount. Plus, you'll get a chance to win a free care package. It'll include everything from the site. Plus, during the launch, we'll be unveiling the mystery items. And these will be new products that we add to the drop. So head over to x22store.com or just click the link in the description. Joe Biden isn't going to say, hey, let me take a cognitive test. I do believe it's going to be forced upon him. Now, why is this all happening? Because once again, I do believe Trump wants the person, and I do believe it's Obama, front and center. And I do believe that Trump needs all this to play out because he turned the tables on them. He's using the 16-year plan on Obama, who was using the 16-year plan to destroy America. Trump turned it around. And now as we approach the elections, he wants the people to see it all play out. And he wants the people to make the final decision during the elections. What do you want? Do you want to take the country back, or do you want to hand the country over to the deep state and everything that you know and love will completely and utterly disappear? And the only way he can have the people make this decision is to actually show the people the truth. And they needed to see it firsthand. And yes, it's going to get crazy during 2024. The economy is going to be crashing. Yes, we're going to be heading towards war. But remember, all of this is to have an election, a transparent election that is on the up and up, where I do believe we're going to be using paper ballots, ID, and it's going to be one day. Now, Trump, he continually tells everyone that, yes, once he gets elected, we're going to bring in voter ID. Yes, we're going to use paper ballots. Yes, we're going to have one day elections. But how are we going to do this if the people don't see how it works? Because remember, we're in a deep state illusionary election system because they control it. It's their system. So if we're still using their system and Trump wins with their system, would people say, well, why do we need paper ballots? Trump won. It's okay then, isn't it? Or is Trump going to usher in paper ballots, one day voting to show the people, look at the difference and look how much I won by? I do believe that time is coming, and I do believe this is all prepped and ready to go. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Biden, because this is getting worse and worse for him. Because right now we have Jim Jordan. He subpoenaed the Delaware prosecutor Leslie Wolf, who investigated Hunter Biden. And Jordan's subpoenas of Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf is significant in the House impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden due to her alleged bias in the investigation of the president's son for tax and gun violations. Wolf allegedly refused to allow investigators to ask Joe Biden, being the big guy. Wolf allegedly ordered the investigators in August 2020 to remove any reference to political figure number one from a search warrant, a document subsequently released that showed that Joe Biden is political figure number one. Wolf allegedly prevented then United States Attorney David Weiss from asking questions about an email on Hunter Biden's laptop detailing a business deal with CEFC, China Energy Company, mentioning 10 held by H for the big guy. So right now we can see that Jordan is calling this individual in, Leslie Wolf, and he's going to ask her many different questions under oath. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see Rob Hur, who is the special counsel investigating Joe Biden's stolen classified documents. He's not going to press charges against Joe Biden. And of course, the fake news and the White House, they're all trying to say, well, he's not going to press charges because he cooperated in the investigation. And every step of the way, he cooperated. Well, I hate to say this, but so did Trump. He cooperated every step of the way. And when does cooperating mean that you haven't committed a crime? So let's use an example. Someone commits murder, but the murderer cooperates with authorities and says, oh, no, no, here's the gun. This is how I did it. Oh, you cooperated? Okay, we're not going to press charges then. Does that make any sense? No, the person broke the law. You follow the rule of law and you broke the law, so there are consequences. But they're trying to use this as their argument, as their narrative that Trump didn't cooperate and Biden did cooperate, and that's why Biden isn't being charged. No, if you look at the Presidential Records Act, and that is the name, Presidential Records Act, Trump is the president. He's allowed to have classified and he's allowed to declassify and he can have the documents. Biden, wait a minute. He wasn't the president. He was vice president. Okay, he broke the law. Wait a minute. He had the documents when he was the senator. Oh, that's right. He broke the law. Period. The end. That's it. That's how the law works. Plus, we found out something else. Paul Sperry put this out and he said, records reveal Biden had his personal lawyer send a FedEx driver to the Penn Biden Center to pick up boxes of White House docs on November 2nd, 2022, the day before November 3rd, the National Archives arrived at the center to retrieve classified White House documents discovered there. Docs withheld from NARA. So wait a minute. He had his personal lawyer send a FedEx driver to pick it up. So he knew exactly what it was. He knew exactly what he was doing. He knowingly did all of this. And it doesn't matter if he's cooperative or not. The rule of law is the rule of law. And once again, you can see that there is a two-tier justice system. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Wow. Fake news CNN, through a leak from the Department of Injustice, has just reported that no charges will be filed in the much bigger than mine crooked Joe Biden documents case. We are living in a very corrupt country. And he's absolutely right. And that's the whole point of this. The whole point of it is to show the people of this country how corrupt it is. Do you see the two-tier justice system? Do you see their 16-year plan? Do you see what they're trying to do to this country? Well, if you don't like any of this and you don't like an economy that's crashing, you don't like losing your job and you don't like going to war, then vote for Trump. But if you like all these things, well, vote for Biden. And that's the decision people are going to make in the end. And you know what's very interesting about all of this is that every day we start to see more and more human trafficking. We start to see more and more pedophilia. And it seems like it's always revolving around the same exact players. And it's all part of this system. So there was a recent crackdown on human trafficking in Georgia. And there's an unsettling revelation that has come to light. Among those apprehended in law enforcement sting operation is Stephen Francis Hovnik, a senior official with the Department of Defense Education Activity America's Division, which oversees elementary education for military families. Hovnik, 64, was arrested on November 15th in Georgia on suspicion of pandering. And what's very interesting about this is that Hovnik assumed this role as chief of staff during Obama's regime. So once again, we can see that these people, they're all part of the same exact system, and they rounded up a lot of individuals. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Gunther Eagleman put this out, it says, Democrat friend of Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Wojan, was just sentenced to 30 years in prison for possession and distribution of child porn. Party of pedophilia. Libs of TikTok responded to this and said, Pete Buttigieg's buddy pleaded guilty to 140 charges and was just sentenced to 30 years in prison for child porn. There were over 500 victims, including infants. Horrific. It's always the same people. We have a criminal syndicate running this entire country. They took this country over and they're running it. And what is Trump doing? He's exposing the whole thing. And the people are seeing it every single day. And if you notice, more and more of this information is continually coming out. And as the border continually stays open, what are people seeing? They're seeing the child trafficking. They're seeing human trafficking. They're seeing the terrorists come into this country. They're seeing criminals come into this country. And the people, they see it all. Plus, drugs are being brought into this country. Now, what's very interesting about this, and we talked about this before, we have mayors of certain cities, like Mayor Adams. Yes, they tell people don't come to the city, but they never, ever tell people, hey, maybe we should close the border. He never tells Biden, maybe we should close the border. The people in other states, they never say, let's close the border. Actually, Biden never even says close the border. And this is what Biden put out, and we know it's not Biden. He says, deaths from fentanyl are an American tragedy that requires global action. I'm committed to doing everything I can do to control this crisis, from expanding prevention, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery, to working with Chinese, Mexican, and Canadian partners to tackle this. But let's just really think about this for a second. He says, everything but the most important thing. Yes, he's going to work with everyone. He's going to reduce, he's going to create treatment. It's amazing. They create a crisis. They create these problems. And then they have these solutions, almost like the pharmaceutical companies. Oh, wait, we gave you the bioweapon and now you have heart attacks. Now you have cancer. Now you have other ailments. Don't worry, we got drugs for all that. But they're the ones who created it. Now they created drugs to actually help with the thing that they created. Well, isn't he doing the same exact thing? He's coming up with all these solutions and there really is only one solution. And I think Roseanne Barr says it the best. Close the effing border then, dipshit. I think she just says it plain as day, right there. She just says it all. Hard stop. Thanks, Roseanne. Thanks for speaking your mind. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that the government, they've been spying on Americans and censoring Americans and actually controlling Americans. Because remember, the government is not working with the people. The government is working against the people. If you notice, these individuals, every step of the way, what do? They fight the Constitution. I mean, I don't think they can make it any clearer. I mean, look at the gun control, look at the censoring, look at the spying, look at everything that they have done. Look at the January 6th prisoners in prison, which Trump calls hostages, which they are. Some of these people haven't even been on trial, which violates their constitutional rights. But Representative Dan Bishop put this out and said, Wired reports on a government program that allows officials to access phone records of Americans who aren't suspected of any crime. Government surveillance and censorship aren't isolated to our current moment. We must always fight hard for our freedoms. So what are they doing? Well, a little known surveillance program tracks more than a trillion domestic phone records within the United States each year. And according to a letter Wired obtained that was sent by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden to the Department of Justice, it shows that they're using this program to actually spy on the American people. So a surveillance program, now known as Data Analytical Services, has for more than a decade allowed federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to mine the details of American calls, analyzing the phone records of countless people who are not suspected of any crime, including victims. Using a technique known as chain analysis, the program targets not only those in direct phone contact with a criminal suspect, but anyone with whom those individuals have been in contact as well. The DAS program, formerly known as Hemisphere, is run in coordination with the telecom giant AT&T, which captures and conducts analysis of U.S. call records for law enforcement agencies from local police and sheriffs, departments to U.S. custom offices, and postal inspectors across the countries. Records show that the White House has provided more than $6 million to the program, which allows the targeting of the records of any calls that use AT&T infrastructure, a maze of routers and switchers that crisscross the United States. So these people have been using this to basically spy on the American people. And we can see that as every day that passes, the American people learn more and more about what this government is actually doing, because they're not upholding the Constitution. They're not defending the Constitution. They're working against the Constitution and doing everything opposite the Constitution says. And once again, the only reason they're doing this is because they were never elected by the people. They were installed and they were put into place, and they're controlled by certain entities. Some are controlled by foreign governments. And that means they're not going to work with the people. Let's take, for example, Adam Schiff. He has no idea what the Constitution means. Remember, he's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a criminal. And he lied about Trump with the Russian collusion. Remember, he said he has the evidence. He has it all. Well, where is it? Why didn't he produce it? If he has it, why didn't he just show the American people? Because that was all propaganda. But this is what he put out on X. Elon Musk has been amplifying anti-Semitic content, profiting from misinformation, and allowing pro-Hamas propaganda to spread on X. This needs to stop. I've joined Representative Dan Goldman and Representative Raskin in demanding accountability from X. Well, Michael Schellenberger went off on Adam Schiff and said, "You are a sitting member of Congress. Do the words 'Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech' mean nothing to you? Free speech once meant something in the Democratic Party. You are a traitor to the country, to your party, and to liberalism. Shame on you. Nobody merits censorship for legal speech, but If anyone did, it would be you, Representative Adam Schiff, for spreading a ridiculous conspiracy theory in order to weaponize the FBI with the goals of spreading disinfo, undermining democracy, and removing an elected president. And he's absolutely right. And remember, free speech has nothing to do with hate speech, unless someone is using it to actually commit a crime or commit violence. But if someone is just hateful to someone, well, that's still free speech. That's why our founding fathers didn't say, hey, by the way, you could say this, 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 but not that. They said, no, you have the right to speak freely. Now, if the people don't like what you're saying, or they're being mean or hateful, as long as they're not calling for violence, as long as they're not breaking the law, the people can say it and the people can ignore it. That's how the system works. But again, these deep state players, they basically want to control what people are saying. They've been trying to do this from the very beginning. It's pretty obvious how the government was working with Twitter, working with YouTube, working with Instagram, Facebook, to censor what people were saying. And they censored a lot of people. They violated everyone's constitutional right. Actually, these agencies, they should be held accountable. If Adam Schiff wants to hold someone accountable, you should go look at your own swamp, because you're the one who's been doing it. But the good thing is the people see all of this and the people understand it. Now, what's very interesting is that we can see since Elon took over X, a lot of people are starting to learn a lot about what's going on, especially the young generation. And since Elon has taken over, I'm not saying the system's perfect. Yes, there's still people that weren't allowed back on. There is still some censoring. But for the majority of the people are seeing the truth, and it's waking a lot of people up. Now, do I think this is a coincidence? Absolutely not. Do I think it was planned from the very beginning? I do believe so. Clandestine put this out and said, from 2020 to now, there has been a 30-point shift in favor of Trump among voters ages 18 to 34. Why? Because of free speech on X, nearly 60% of X's 556 million users are ages 18 to 34. There is a direct correlation between Elon taking over Twitter and the shift in public perception, especially among the younger generations. They're finally being exposed to deep state corruption because opposing viewpoints were allowed to be voiced on X in real time to a massive global audience. The conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East have done irreparable damage to Biden's approval, and the truth about these situations were made only available due to Elon's control of X and the ascension of the citizen journalism movement. The younger voters are not learning the truth by watching the mainstream media. They're getting red-pilled on X. This is what the deep state feared would happen when Elon took over. This is why they fought him tooth and nail and set all the dogs loose on him. This is why Media Matters and the ADL are trying to smear Elon and making false allegations about widespread anti-Semitism. They knew if there was a free marketplace of ideas and opinions, that their propaganda would not be able to survive. And sure enough, once free speech was introduced, their control of the narrative dissipated rapidly and substantially. The labors of citizen journalists have started to bear fruit. The legacy media are failing and the awakening is happening. It's working. And it is working because people are not just seeing this. They're not just seeing the censorship, but they're also seeing how the deep state players was trying to take their weapons away. And one major event and many other events happening in this country turned everything around. Their entire push for gun control this entire time has completely and utterly fallen apart. What do I mean by this? Well, NBC actually had to admit to this. There was an NBC poll conducted November 10th through the 14th, shows over a half of Americans, 52%, say they or someone in their household owns a gun. NBC News noted that this was the highest level of gun ownership ever recorded in one of their polls. In 2013, NBC found the percentage of Americans owning guns was around 42%. In 2019, it was 46%. And Americans said they or someone in their household owned a gun. Now the percentage is 52%. Moreover, gun ownership among Democrats has increased through the years of polling as well, which means the entire push with the 16-year plan to get the weapons away from the people has completely and utterly failed. And it's going to get worse and worse for the deep state players as time goes on, because they can try an event. They can try another mass shooting. But you know what the people are seeing? They're seeing the crime around the country. They saw what happened out in Israel. People are afraid to walk on the streets. They see the looting. They see these people attacking other people. With all of this, people are coming to the realization, I am not safe. And since I'm not safe, I need a way to protect myself. Because if I'm walking alone or with someone down the street and three or four people come at me, who's there to help me? Nobody. The police aren't coming. Yeah, they'll come after the fact. They'll take my statement. But what is that going to do? I was already attacked, or maybe a friend died, or someone was put in the hospital. It's too late. So that's why people are saying, you know something? I'm taking the matters into my own hand. And that's actually what the founding fathers wanted from the very, very beginning. Everyone to be independent. No, they didn't want anyone dependent on the government. They didn't want anyone dependent on a king or a queen. They already went through that. They wanted everyone to be independent. You take care of your own. You shouldn't be dependent on any government agency or the actual government. So I think people are starting to figure this out. And the people around the world, they're realizing socialism isn't working. They're realizing that the economies in these countries are falling apart. And they need a major, major change. We've seen it in Argentina, and we can see that the deep state people. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper's Peak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code Black Friday for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out, or just click the link in the description. They're very, very angry. We see the Venezuelan dictator Maduro. He was out there and he's calling the new president of Argentina a neo-Nazi. Isn't that strange? They're calling Trump a Nazi. They're calling this individual a Nazi. The president of El Salvador, he's a Nazi. It's funny. When you put the people that are elected by the people into a position of authority, all of a sudden they become Nazis. So basically what these people are doing, they are projecting who they really are onto the people that are actually elected. And now we see that the Dutch Donald Trump, Geert Wilders, he's won the election to be the next prime minister of the Netherlands with a landslide. And we could see that the deep state, they are panicking right now. And Klaus Schwab lost another country. This is not working out well for them. And it's going to get a lot worse as time goes on, because I do believe the Patriots are in control. And we could see the deep state players, they're falling right into Trump's trap. They are now trying to push a war. They're using everything they possibly have to start it. And I do believe Trump, he wants them to go down this path because he wants to show the people how evil these individuals are, what they will do to cover up their crimes, where they'll bring us to war. Now, remember, they used the plandemic to cheat in the election. They thought they were going to use it to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But that completely and utterly fell apart. So they're trying to push war. That doesn't mean they're not going to try to use another pandemic, which I do believe they'll try multiple times. But I don't believe they'll be able to get it off the ground. And I think all they'll be left with is war. Now, what's very interesting is that U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria, they've been attacked like 64 times in the past month. You think they're trying to start something? You think they're trying to get a war started? I do believe so. So while the bases were being attacked, what is the Department of Defense doing? What is the Pentagon doing? Well, they want like $114 million for diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, really think about this. Does this even make sense? Of course not. Because they don't care about that. Remember, when you look at this entire situation, their plan was to have the country lose the war. The war was going to be a control war, but the United States was going to lose the war. They didn't want strong fighting men in the military. They wanted weak people in the military, because how do you get a country to lose the war? Well, you make sure they have no ammo. You make sure that they have no funding. You weaken the armed forces. You change it into people that will not fight. They'll probably end up running away. And when you do this, the United States will lose the war. And that's why they've been doing this. And this is part of their plan. And now you can see it. Now, while the United States is being attacked and people are, you know, trying to defend the country, you also have those people that they brought into this country that will attack from within. I mean, think about their strategy here. And this is why they wanted to get the weapons away from the people. This is why they've been trying so hard, because that fits into their 16-year plan. But they have failed every step of the way. And that doesn't mean they're not going to start a war. No, I do believe the war is coming. I do believe they're going to push the war because they need it to cover up everything that they've done. And I do believe Trump wants them to go in this direction, because once he counters everything they're doing with peace, it's game over for them. Now, what's very interesting, we see the U.S. military now, they're going to deploy new medium-range missile systems to the Pacific region next year for the purpose of deterring China from invading Taiwan. So we could see already now they're prepared and ready to put everything in place, because they know what's coming. And I do believe in 2024, we're going to see a lot happen. Now, North Korea now is coming into the picture, because North Korea, they launched a satellite into orbit. And yes, Japan and South Korea, they're all freaking out about it. But once again, we can see that North Korea is now coming into the fold, and South Korea's cabinet approves a motion to partially suspend the inter-Korean military accord. So we're already starting to see changes now, and we see war building. And I do believe as we enter 2024, this is going to just pick up as we go throughout 2024, because Trump has told us he sees war coming, and I do believe war is coming. Now, we know that the deep state players, as we approach the 2024 election, they're going to use everything they possibly have to try to win the election. Now, they've been fighting against Trump from the very, very beginning. They've been indicting him. They're trying to get him off the ballot. Everything has failed. So they're going to try to use COVID, which is also failing. And they're probably going to try to start another plandemic. And it looks like they're already trying to get this off the ground. All of a sudden, there's a mysterious pneumonia which is reportedly wreaking havoc on the Chinese schools. And what they're saying is that the youngsters, they're overwhelmed by this new pneumonia. It's a mystery. We don't know where it is. And the youngsters have atypical symptoms such as lung inflammation, high temperatures, but no cough or other symptoms. So right now, they're trying to use this most likely to cheat again in the 2024 election, where they're going to try to say, oh, look, everyone has to stay home. Everyone has to wear the masks. Everyone can't go out. So we need to use the mail-in ballots and we need to use the drop boxes. But I don't believe this is going to work whatsoever, because once again, it's a virus, right? What can take care of a virus? Oh, that's right. Zinc, number one. What else? Vitamin D, yes. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. This will never get off the ground. This is dead in the water. But you see that they're going to try, and they're going to try very, very hard. And what's very interesting is that out in New York, it looks like they're already preparing for this, which is very interesting, that we got the report that there's this mysterious pneumonia, and then we had a ruling come down from the New York Appellate Division Court. Travis put this out and said, happening now, the New York Appellate Division has ruled in favor of Governor Kathy Hochul in a landmark case for government overreach. Rule 2.13, isolation and quarantine procedures will give the state of New York the ability to come in to your home and take you away to a quarantine without any notice and for any virus or infection they deem necessary. You won't have any option to fight it. No court date, no nothing. The rule has no age limit, and they can keep you as long as they'd like. The rule also allows them to treat you as they see fit, including using methods that are still in testing. This is one of the biggest abuses of power this country has ever seen. This is only the beginning. How long until this is a nationwide or even global? And this is exactly what they're going to try to do. Why? Because we're approaching the 2024 elections and they need control of the system. And they need the pandemic to look real. But once again, they're going to run into a problem. Do you really think this is just going to be the ruling and that's it? No, this is going to be appealed and this is going to be brought to a higher court. Remember the deep state players, they know how to play the game. They know it's going to take time. They know it's going to take a couple of months. And yes, they're going to try to use this throughout 2024 because they're hoping that there's no ruling on this until after the elections. So within this time period, what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to push this in probably all the blue states. And you're probably going to see blue states actually try to use this. Now, once again, I do believe that this is going to fail just like everything else. And I do believe this is going to be appealed to a higher court. And it's going to be struck down pretty much just like everything else they do. I mean, think about all the laws that New York is trying to pass, gun control and everything else. How many times have their laws been struck down saying it's unconstitutional? You don't think this is going to be unconstitutional? Of course it is. Now, the other thing that we come to learn, since we're talking about a plandemic, and this is coming from the UK, a UK study actually shows that the so-called conspiracy theorists, people who did their own research, are getting vindicated over the gullible, obedient mass people who trusted the science, unaware it was just propaganda, and entrusted crooked big pharma and their health and even their life many times to the tragic results. At this point in time, it's indeed repetitive to be sharing news that can be filed under the everything they told you was wrong shelf. So what just came out? Well, a scientific study from Bangor University in Wales shows that people who stuck by COVID lockdown rules the most strictly have the worst mental health today. Not really surprising, is it? And I think people pretty much understand this, but it looks like the deep state players that have been pushing men onto women's sports, it looks like they're having a very difficult time because now a transgender woman was banned from playing international women's cricket. And I do believe every single sport organization needs to fight back. And the women who are on these sports teams, they should most likely sit out. So if there's a swimming match, the women shouldn't dive into the pool. If there's a game, the women shouldn't play to show that, listen, we're not playing with a man. There's no reason to do this. And I do believe the women would win out in the end. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the deep state players, they keep saying the conservative people are racist, Trump is racist, but actually they're projecting their racism on everyone else. And it looks like you could see it as clear as day when you look at the propaganda outlets. Look at Forbes. This is their article, Three Ways to Decenter Whiteness in Your Workplace. I mean, really think about this for a second. DC Drano responds to this and said, imagine if Forbes published a headline saying three ways to decenter blackness in your workplace. Or what if Forbes says three ways to decenter Jewness in your workplace? It's racism, pure and simple, and Forbes should be ashamed. Absolutely. Doesn't anyone else see this? They are racist. They're showing you right now. And the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like the military is now threatening the soldiers with their military career if they decide to go to a conservative seminar or something like Charlie Kirk's Turning Point. Because there was a letter that was put out there, and Charlie Kirk put this out on X and said, leadership at Air Force Base in North Dakota warns airmen not to attend rally featuring Turning Point actions Tyler Bauer or risk jeopardizing the military career. The DOD has declared war on conservatives. Congress should immediately investigate this absurd, unhinged threat. Don Jr. responded to this and says, unbelievable. People need to wake up to the fact that the radical left has fully taken over our military leadership. Republicans in Congress should immediately investigate this blatant discrimination against conservatives. Enough is enough. Absolutely. But I do believe the people of this country, they're seeing this all play out. And the people needed to see all this play out. They needed to see how the deep state players hid the January 6th video so you couldn't see anything. This way, when people look at the January 6th political prisoners, they realize, wait a minute, they are hostages because they did nothing wrong. The people now are starting to realize that it wasn't the MAGA people. It wasn't Trump. It was the FBI, the Confidential Human Sources, the Capitol Police. They were the ones who staged the insurrection. They're the ones who dressed up like MAGA people. They're the ones who caused all these problems. Everyone else was peaceful. They're the ones who pushed and pushed and pushed and actually broke windows, opened doors, brought down barriers. They're the ones who caused these problems. And Trump, he put this out and said, Mike Johnson's courage will vindicate hundreds of January 6th political prisoners. And he's absolutely right. But what's very interesting is that a January 6th body cam video of a Metro DC police officer telling his fellow colleague, we go undercover as Antifa in a crowd. It's been confirmed. It's authentic. Take a listen to what this person says.
Well, we go undercover as Antifa in a crowd. So can you put that back in?
So once again, here we have the police dressing up and pretending to be something that they're not and causing problems. They are the cause of all this. And when the other tapes are released and everyone starts to see the videos, people are going to say, holy crap, I see what they did. They had an insurrection on November 3rd. They needed to cover up their insurrection, so they created this chaos. And that's what they did because they needed an event to take control of the voting, of the counting, because they didn't want Pence to send the votes back to the legislature. So Nancy Pelosi took control. Remember, she was responsible for the security in the Capitol. That's her responsibility. It's not Trump's responsibility. It's her responsibility. And yes, it's on record that Trump authorized the National Guard. He cannot disperse the National Guard. That's Pelosi. And she didn't do it. Why? Because she wanted this. Because she knew if these votes went back to the legislators, people would find out that they cheated in the election. So they couldn't have it. And now the people are seeing the truth. And yes, the polls are showing the people are learning the truth. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, how likely is that undercover government agents helped provoke the Capitol riots? April 2023, well, Dems 59%, Independents 62%, GOP 74%, all voters 65%. January 6th, 65% now suspect feds provoked the riots. 65% of the people. The people are getting it. The people understand. And they're going to see more and more. And this number is going to go way, way up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the deep state players. They are now attacking Trump on his age. And they're trying to make the case that he's old. And this is why Trump went out. And actually, The Atlantic put this out and says, has anyone noticed that Trump is really old? He's younger than Biden, but not by much. So they're trying to convince everyone that Trump is old. Trump doesn't have his physical ability. He can't pass a cognitive test. And I do believe this is why Trump went out and said, okay, let's prove it, man. All right, you're telling me I'm old? Listen, I passed my physical. I'm physically fit. I have my mental abilities. What about Biden? Does he? Well, I do believe he is now forcing Biden to take this test. Now, I don't mean Biden's going to come out and say, okay, I'm going to take a physical. I'm going to do this on my own. I do believe he's forcing the D's to do this to Biden. That's what I do believe he's pushing right now. And I do believe in the end, this is why Trump, when he was down in Texas, right before the inauguration of the resident, this is why Trump said the 25th Amendment is not going to affect him, but it's going to affect Biden. And we can see Jimmy Kimmel right now, he has been mocking Joe Biden's age because it's Joe Biden's 81st birthday. And it looks like he got the all clear to make fun of him over and over and over. And I do believe in the end, we're going to see a change of batter. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, Greg Price put this out on X and says, Charleston, South Carolina just elected its first Republican mayor since 1877. Williams Cogswell, a former GOP state representative, defeated incumbent Democratic mayor John Tecklenburg in today's runoff election by less than 1,000 votes. Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And the other thing that's very interesting is that a Trump-appointed federal judge in Pennsylvania ruled that undated mail-in ballots can be counted in 2024. Now, Trump appointed this person, but did someone get to this person? Because does that make any sense? Any undated mail-in ballots can be counted in 2024 election? I mean, really think about this for a second. Rich Barris responded to this and said, that's a great way to fabricate late arriving ballots when you are down. You know what the former congressman from the state and Philly election judges were charged with before the 2020 election? Think about that for a second. So, I mean, really, look what they're doing to cheat in the election. They're pulling out all the stops, but I don't believe it's going to work. And I believe that Trump has a plan to protect the elections. I do believe he has to show that paper ballots work, that paper ballots show the actual results, and people can be confident in the election with paper ballots and one-day voting. And I do believe he's setting this all up so when 2024 rolls around, we can use paper ballots, because I do believe war is coming, the United States will be attacked, and he can show the people, look, paper ballots works, one-day election works. Do you feel confident in the election? Everyone can watch the counting. It's completely transparent. And yes, once people see it, they will be able to usher in a system that is separate and apart from what the deep state has set up. But listen to what Trump said about voter ID, about the deep state cheating, and how we have to go to paper ballots. Take a listen.
No left Democrat politician has ever been able to explain why their party is so rabidly opposed to voter ID. And that's the biggest giveaway of all, that they are cheating on a monumental scale. They don't want voter ID because they want to cheat. For years, Democrat politicians have claimed that voter ID is racist, but there's nothing racist about an ID. And the suggestion that Democrat voters are incapable of getting driver's licenses is one of the most offensive ideas in American life today. What century are these radical Democrats living in? Americans of all colors and creeds are fully capable of obtaining identification, which is required to drive a car, buy a beer, see an R-rated movie, get on an airplane, get a bank account, check into a hotel, and even to get cold medicine at a pharmacy. Over 80% of Americans support voter ID, yet in the last Congress, every single Democrat in the House of Representatives voted to ban voter ID nationwide. So the House of Representatives votes, and all of the Democrats voted to ban voter ID nationwide. That's because they cheat. And with their policies, which is so bad and so destructive, especially to our cities, our inner cities, no wonder they have to cheat, because nobody could get elected with those policies. In the anti-Democrat party, only two things are sacred: open borders and no voter ID. They want open borders to destroy our country, and they don't want voter ID because they want to cheat. There's only one reason why you'd support either of these insane ideas, and that's because you intend to cheat like crazy, and that's what they do. When I'm reelected, we will secure our borders and we will launch a nationwide campaign to get voter ID in every federal, state, and local election. What we really want to do is get down to paper ballots, one-day voting, and voter ID, and we're going to have safe elections again. Thank you very much.
So right there, I do believe Trump is setting everything up for 2024 to show the people that paper ballots is the way to go. Plus, he's already building up the narrative for election fraud. Remember, all these things work together, because I do believe when he goes on trial for election fraud, he's going to turn the tables, because Trump is not really on trial. It's the deep state players. He's going to produce the election fraud. And I do believe he's already building the narrative, because Trump is sounding the alarms about 3,600 duplicate ballots that were counted in Atlanta's Fulton County in the 2020 presidential election. And he's already building this narrative to let everyone know that, holy crap, look what we just found. Take a listen to what Trump said about the ballots.
This is very interesting. Fulton County, Georgia acknowledges in a major consent decree that 3,600 individual ballots were duplicated. 36 batches of them were duplicated. That's a lot of crime. 3,600 votes. That's really a lot of crime. When are the rest of these facts coming out? We're all waiting. This is the beginning of an unbelievable period of time. This is massive voter corruption.
Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to what Trump said and said, President Trump reveals thousands of ballots from Fulton County were duplicated in the 2020 election. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr must immediately investigate and prosecute. Voters deserve to have an election integrity. The fraud must stop. And I do believe this is just the beginning. He needed everyone to see this. He needed everyone to understand that, yes, there is fraud. And he's going to bring this information out, and it's going to build as we get closer and closer to his trials, because he's going to use this to show the American people, and especially those D's that are watching MSNBC, watching CNN, CNBC, even Fox. He's going to show these people, look, these people cheated in the election. You saw the election interference that they're doing right now with the indictments and trying to throw me off the ballot. Now, if they're doing that now, what do you think they did back in 2020? I have the proof. Now you see the proof. Now, yes, they could fight against it. They could say, absolutely not. I'm not going to agree with this. But as more and more evidence comes out, they're going to have a very difficult time. And I do believe the logical thinking people, they're going to say, okay, there's just too much evidence here. They did cheat in the election. Now, that doesn't mean everyone's going to go along with it. I do believe a lot of people are going to push back. But you can see what's happening right now. Trump has the majority. The deep state doesn't have the narrative. They are panicking. And we have more and more of these individuals calling Trump Hitler, calling him Mussolini, saying that he's going to just round people up. This is how panicked they really are. They're panicked on all fronts. Why? Because they've tried to get Trump every step of the way, and they tried to get him thrown off the ballot. It didn't work. So now they're just panicking, and they're trying to convince people that he's this evil guy. Well, he's just going to use the rule of law to go after all these people that are criminals, because that's what you do with criminals. And you could see that he's setting it up right now, because Biden has nothing left. The D party has nothing left. They're running out of options. And if they keep Biden in this position, there's no way he's going to win, because he doesn't have the ability to cheat. So they're going to have to bring in someone that's a lot more popular, that doesn't have the same baggage that Biden has. Because remember, Biden is ruining the economy. Biden's bringing us to war. He has the Afghanistan debacle. He has all this baggage. Now, I don't mean the next candidate is not going to have baggage, but when this person is introduced, it will seem like they don't have baggage. And you can see that Trump, he is now pushing them to do this. Listen to what he said about Biden and about what he tried to do to Trump to get him off the ballot.
Biden is very concerned. He hoped he could find a Democrat judge to do his dirty work and illegally remove my name from the ballot. But the four biggest cases to strike us from the ballot have officially been defeated. The verdict is in. Joe Biden will be forced to face Donald J. Trump in the 2024 election, the most important election in the history of our country. And judging by the polls, we're going to beat him in a very massive landslide. We have no choice, because if we don't beat him, we're going to have a country that is a total disaster where it's heading right now. It's already there. So now let's show Crooked Joe just how badly he's going to lose by crushing our fundraising goal for the month of November.
Think about what Trump is doing right now. He's using fear. He's saying, listen, Biden, you came after me. You got nothing left. You have no options. You tried everything. Yes, you can. We know you're going to cheat in the elections, but you don't have the ability to cheat enough to override the amount of people that are with me right now. And you know it, because you see the internal polling. So you can either stay in the race and try to beat me, which it's not going to work, or the deep state might take you out. And the deep state might say, okay, I know Biden wants to say, I know he thinks he can beat Trump, but we know there's no way. We're looking at the internal polling. We got to get rid of him. We got to remove him. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed right now. And you know what's going to be the topper on the cake? Remember, Biden, he had the border wide open. I do believe when the event happens in this country, and we already had something happen near Canada at the Rainbow Bridge. Don't know exactly what happened there. Yes, a car exploded. We don't know if it's explosives. We don't know if someone just ran into something and the car exploded. But it's very, very suspicious. But we'll wait to see exactly what happened. But I do believe we're going to see a major event in this country. And everyone's going to look at this event and look back and go, holy crap, it was someone who came over the border. We didn't know they were in here. And they created this event and people got hurt. And I do believe this is going to be game over for Biden. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, DOJ and FBI's attack on me leaves our nation vulnerable to greater threats. And what's very interesting is that just yesterday, we had CBS saying increasing terrorist threat to New York State. So this was an intel bulletin. They put this out, and then all of a sudden, we had this car crash into the Rainbow Bridge and explode. Now, there are some people out there saying there's explosives. Some people saying this was just a driver that lost control, hit something, and the car exploded. So once again, we'll have to wait to see what this really is. And I do believe they'll be investigating all of this, and they'll let us know what it is, or maybe not. But I do believe we're going to see other events occur in this country. And yes, it's going to lead us back to open borders. And where does this all lead? This all leads to the 2024 election. That's what this is all about. That's what this entire show is all about. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following, the stakes in this election could not be higher. Next November, you have a choice between war, poverty, and weakness under crooked Joe Biden, or peace, prosperity, and strength under President Donald J. Trump. And that's the decision people are going to have to make. And the only way that people can make this decision is to have everything play out. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to have to protect the elections to show the people, look how paper ballots work. Because remember, people forgot all about paper ballots. People haven't seen paper ballots in a long time. They haven't seen counting at the local level for a very long time. I do believe Trump needs to show the people this. So this way, the people moving forward say only paper ballots. And that reminds me of Post 4951, this is November 12, 2020. It says, how do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID, laws, and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed right now. And the people, they must see it. They must understand that paper ballots, that gives you a free, transparent election. And people can look at the paper ballots and recount them and recount them and recount them, and they can come up with the same exact results compared to the computer systems, compared to the mail-in ballots, compared to everything the deep state has put into place. And I do believe in 2024, the people are going to see the truth, and the people are going to see everything that the deep state has done, and the people are going to say, you know something? We're with Trump. And I do believe Trump, he wants the people on his side, and he wants to show the deep state players, I got everyone. You have no one. You're the minority. And now we're coming after you. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.